Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast with Pastor Kevin J. Norton. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you and your family to any of our services beginning Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 10:45 our morning worship, and evening worship on Sunday at 6 p.m., our midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our church is located 1 mile off Highway 27 on the Mountain View Road. We're just an old-fashioned, King James, Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
And the burdens have been lifted. Amen. That ought to be the heart's desire of every person that we come in contact and meet in this life. And when this thing's over with, at the end of the day and the end of the way, I tell you, no matter how much misery that they may have put us through, no matter if we even count them an enemy this morning, our heart's desire ought to be to stroll all over heaven with them one day. I tell you, our loved ones, our family, our friends, our acquaintances, that's all that matters in this life, is to make it to heaven. This thing's over with. 1 John chapter 1 this morning, and the Bible said, beginning in verses number 4, these things we write unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, declare unto you, that God is light, in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. His word is not in us. Our Heavenly Father and our gods, we come before you this morning. How we thank you. Such a wonderful, beautiful day, God, that you've given this morning. I pray that you'd have your way and your will, Lord, in the hearts and lives of your people this morning. God, I pray that wherever they're gathered together this morning, your house, around your table this morning, God, and your word, God of heaven, is preached. I pray this morning, God, that you'd be in the midst and you'd save to the uttermost, God, those that call upon your name. Believe upon your name this morning, God, I pray you'd anoint your men as they stand and proclaim the truths of thy word this morning. Oh, God, I pray that you touch these we've made mention this morning, God, that are sick, those this morning, God, that have needs this morning, God, those that are out of church and out of fellowship, and most of all those this morning, God, that still walk in darkness. God of heaven, you'd shine the marvelous light of Jesus Christ into their heart this morning, Lord. I pray that you'd bless this morning. And I ask you, Lord, that have those that call upon your name praying, Lord, asking and believing in faith this morning, God, that you'd touch their bodies this morning, God, that you'd answer their prayers. You'd come upon the scene, the circumstances of their life this morning, God, I pray. You'd have your way and your will in our life this morning. Thank you, Lord, once again. All that you've done, most of all for your Son, Jesus, for it's in his name we ask all this morning. Amen. And amen this morning. Our dear friend, the Bible said here in verse number 6, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. I want to preach this morning concerning the book of liars. The book of liars this morning. Our dear friend, I've heard about the liar's table. I've heard about the liar's corner. Our dear friend, but here in the Bible, we find a book, our dear friend, of liars this morning. Our dear friend, and John writes unto us here in this epistle this morning of 1 John about some liars in the Word of God this morning. Now, we know what a lie is this morning. Dear friend, there's no little ones, no white ones, no big black ones. Dear friend, this morning, they're all costly. Dear friend, in the Word of God this morning, a lie is an untruth. Amen. It's a flat out falsify something. Dear friend, is a lie. Hey, truth is a lie this morning when we knowingly hold back a part of the truth this morning. Dear friend, we can alter the truth and change part of it, add a little of this, take a little bit away. Dear friend, we can call a technicality when we intend to mislead somebody. Dear friend, we can call it, dear friend, teasing when we deceive. Dear friend, this morning, but I'm telling you, no matter how you classify it, and no matter how you doctor it up, dear friend, this morning is still, dear friend, a lie in the sight of God this morning. Dear friend, and throughout the book of 1 John this morning, we'll find, dear friend, some liars in the Word of God this morning. You'll notice here in chapter 1, verse 6, dear friend, I find what I call the carnal liar this morning. John lays it out and says, If we say we have fellowship with Him, that is God, and we walk in darkness, we lie, and the truth, and do not the truth this morning. Dear friend, the fact of the matter is, dear friend, this morning, if we say we know Him, if we say we belong to God, if we say we've been saved by the grace of God this morning, dear friend, today, and we ought to walk in the light as He is in the light. Dear friend, we are children of light this morning. Dear friend, today, but dear friend, the Bible doesn't say this morning, it doesn't matter this morning where you're at or where you stand. Dear friend, He simply said, dear friend, this morning, if we say we have fellowship with God and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Dear friend, you may be saved this morning. I'm not going to argue your salvation. Dear friend, today you may attend church. You may say amen. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, it may not bother you and you may not care. Dear friend, but I'll tell you one thing, brother, when you leave the house of God, dear friend, and you walk in darkness, dear friend, you do not have fellowship, dear friend, you are not right, dear friend, with God this morning. Amen. Dear friend, today, the carnal liar, dear friend, is that person that's been saved, dear friend, their soul has been sealed, dear friend, and yet their life, dear friend, does not reflect, dear friend, the character or the values, the principles of the Word of God this morning. In fact, they walk contrary to the Word this morning. Amen. Dear friend, whether you read this Bible or not, you're still responsible for it. Amen. You might find a version to fit your lifestyle. Dear friend, but it doesn't hold water this morning. Amen. It ain't what you don't understand about the Bible that bothers you. It's what you do understand about the Bible that bothers you. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, and there's many today, dear friend, that say they're right with God because they belong to a church. Dear friend, because they sit on the pew every Sunday. Dear friend, because they give in the treasury. Because they hold an office. Dear friend, but their lifestyle. Dear friend, their actions. Dear friend, their deeds, dear friend, this morning does not, dear friend, coincide, does not, dear friend, go hand in hand with the Word of God this morning. And God said, you're a liar. I didn't say it, brother. God said, you're a liar. Dear friend, if you say you have fellowship with Him, dear friend, there's a lot saying, oh, I live at the foot of the cross, and God, me, I walk in hand in hand every day, and yet your life, brother, does not reflect, dear friend, the values of God this morning. Dear friend, there's a conflict with the Spirit. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, you may say amen. You may lift up your hand. Dear friend, but don't tell me this morning, brother, dear friend, that you feel the power of God rest upon you. Dear friend, in your life, dear friend, does not reflect, dear friend, the one that's walking, dear friend, one that's led by the Spirit this morning. Amen. Your conscience may not even bother you anymore. It may be seared with a hot iron. Dear friend, but I'll tell you one thing. Brother, if you're going to talk the talk, you better walk the walk. Amen. Elsewise, the Bible said you're lying in the sight of God. Amen. Those are carnal or conformable to this world. Amen. Dear friend, they walk, dear friend, this morning, and they participate, dear friend, today, and they embrace, they're entangled in the affairs of this life, trying to fit in, trying to go along with. Dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, if we say we have fellowship with God, dear friend, we don't walk in the light. Dear friend, today, the Bible Bible said, we're light in the sight of God. And then also notice in chapter number 2 and verse number 4 this morning, our dear friend John said, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. I call this the, our dear friend, the counterfeited liar this morning. Amen. Our brother, there'll come a time that God will separate the sheep from the goats, the tares from the wheat. Our dear friend, you may belong to the church. You may have been baptized, our dear friend, this morning. But friend of mine, if you've never repented, if you've never, our dear friend, asked Christ to come in your heart and save you, our dear friend, if you have never believed, our dear friend, on the name of the only begotten Son of God, our dear friend, today you're lost, our dear friend, unsaved, our dear friend, in the sight of God. It don't matter how many cards you've signed, our dear friend, how many retreats you've been on, how many preachers' hands you've shook, our dear friend, how many roles you're on in this county. Brother, if you've never been born again, our dear friend, today you can say you're going to heaven. You can say you belong to God. The fact of the matter is, you lie in the sight of God today. The Bible said that, our dear friend, we say that we know him. Amen. And we keep not his commandments. Our dear friend, we're a liar. Amen. Our dear friend, this morning the Bible said you must be born again. Our dear friend, not just join the church. Our dear friend, not just straighten out, not just turn over a new leaf. Our dear friend, but you must be born again to know, our dear friend, God this morning. Amen. Our dear friend, today it's sad, our dear friend, the counterfeits we have in the house of God today. And I'm not anybody's judge, our dear friend, by no means this morning. In fact, I'm the only one that I'm sure of, our dear friend, without a doubt, our dear friend, that I'm saved this morning. Our dear friend, but I'll tell you, you and God know this morning. Our dear friend, you know deep down inside, our dear friend, this morning, behind the cliches, our dear friend, behind the front, our dear friend, you know whether or not, our dear friend, you've been saved this morning. Dear friend, the Bible said we need to be unspotted from the world, to come out from the world and be separate. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, God delivered us from the mire and the mug. Dear friend, this morning, he said, dear friend, today, even if we get, dear friend, entangled back in this world, if we go without chastisement of the Lord, then we're not his children this morning. Amen. Dear friend, today, if you love anybody more than you love God, if you love anything more than you love God this morning, our dear friend, the Bible said in Romans 1, they worship the creature more than the creator, our dear friend, who is to be blessed forever and ever. Amen. I wonder about this bunch that say they know God. Our dear friend, say they're going to heaven that I'm going to. I say they believe in the Jesus that I believe in this morning. And yet, our dear friend, they deny the very things, our dear friend, this morning, that God requires for salvation today. Our dear friend, they's a counterfeited, a liar, if we say we know him and keep not his commandments. The Bible said this morning, our dear friend, today, that we're a liar. And then in chapter 2, verse number 22, our dear friend, this morning, the Bible said once again, our dear friend, who is a liar, but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ. He is an antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son this morning. Now, here is a corrupted liar this morning. Our dear friend, Jesus Christ, the darling Son of God. Our dear friend, this morning, the only begotten of the Father. Our dear friend, the chosen Messiah this morning, perfect Lamb of God. The sufficient sacrifice. The only one that heaven spoke of. I dear friend, the Father said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. There is no other name given under heaven, I dear friend, among men whereby we must be saved. For he has highly exalted him and given him a name above all other names. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess this morning. I dear friend, without Jesus Christ, brother, you cannot get to heaven. You have no access to the Father. I dear friend, this morning. And those that try to bypass Jesus Christ is a liar in the sight of God. Amen. Oh, I tell you, they'll mention God. I dear friend, and they'll talk about God. I dear friend, but they won't talk about Jesus. Amen. In fact, nowadays, brother, I dear friend, we have in God we trust on our money. I dear friend, and listen, today they're trying to remove, I dear friend, the name of God, I dear friend, from everything we've God. I dear friend, but listen, they won't much mind you mentioning God. I dear friend, but it's a sin. I dear friend, it's a politically incorrect. I dear friend, this morning to mention the name of Jesus. Amen. I dear friend, but I'll tell you, without Jesus, there is no heaven. There is no salvation this morning. Amen. I dear friend, the political realm don't want you mentioning Jesus. The educational realm don't want you mentioning Jesus. Amen. The philosopher, I don't want you mentioning Jesus. I dear friend, even nowadays, brother, the religious crowd, I dear friend, they want to talk about Mary. I dear friend, this morning, and they don't mind you mentioning Mohammed, and they don't care for you mentioning Buddha, I dear friend, but you mention Jesus, I dear friend, that they get offended, I dear friend, but I'm telling you, friend, you cannot say you know God, you cannot say you're going to heaven, you cannot say you're saved, I dear friend, if you deny, I dear friend, the name of Jesus, amen. I dear friend, this morning God said, if you deny him, you're a liar. Amen. I dear friend, this morning, then in chapter 4 and verses number 20, I dear friend, the Bible said this morning, I dear friend, if any man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. Amen. This is, I dear friend, the conceited type of liar this morning. Amen. These are those, friend of mine, I dear friend, that can't look across a pew. I dear friend, this morning, these are those that think they're better than anybody else this morning, or either they're bitter against somebody. I dear friend, and I'm telling you, God said, if you say you love me and you hate your brother, you're a liar in the sight of God. He went on to say, I dear friend, if we say we love God whom we've not seen, and yet we hate our brother whom we do see, I dear friend, how in the world can we say that we love God this morning if we see our brother have need and set up our bowels of compassion? I dear friend, how dwells the love of God in us this morning? I dear friend, I'll tell you, you can say you're saved. I dear friend, you can say you love God, and yet you turned a blind eye. I dear friend, yet you withdraw a helping hand. I dear friend, from a brother that's in need this morning. I dear friend, you don't help him when he's in need. I dear friend, you turn him away. I dear friend, this morning you're a liar. I dear friend, you don't forgive him. I dear friend, God, the Lord Jesus told Peter, said, forgive your brother 70 times 70. I dear friend, this morning, hey, if you hold a grudge, if you fail to forgive, I dear friend, then God can't forgive you this morning. I dear friend, I'm telling you, I dear friend, he said we ought not to judge one another. Amen. And if we was as worried about the beam in our own eye as we was about, I dear friend, the little splinter in our brother's eye, our brother, we'd get along better in this world. I dear friend, the Bible said, if you say you love God and hate your brother, you're a liar in the sight. child of God. And then finally, in chapter 5, verse number 10, have the Bible said, he that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. Have that he that believeth not God has made him a liar. Amen. And then you go back to chapter 1, and the last verse we read in verse 10, if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar. And the truth is not in us. Brother, there's one thing worse than lying yourself, and that's making somebody else out a liar. Dear friend, especially God, dear friend, this morning, when you deny Jesus Christ as your Savior, dear friend, listen, dear friend, when you try to come in another way, you try to work your way into heaven, you try, dear friend, to bow your way in, you try by good deeds, dear friend, this one, you make God a liar, because he said there's only one way to heaven, and that's through the blood of his Son this morning. Amen. The only thing to keep you out of hell, dear friend, this morning, the blood of Jesus Christ, by the grace of God, the tender mercies, dear friend, this morning, dear friend, if you say you've not sinned, dear friend, you make God a liar, because he said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God this morning. Amen. God cannot lie this morning. Dear friend, today he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, let God be true, but every man be a liar this morning. Amen. Every man will be responsible, dear friend, this morning for God's word. Dear friend, don't be a liar in the sight of God today. May the Lord richly bless you is our prayer. Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's given us this morning. It ought to be our heart's desire this morning to get up, go to the house of the Lord this morning and give God thanks and praise this morning for all that he's done for us, how good and wonderful the Lord's been to us. He can't be anything but good, and he's worthy and deserving of all of our praise, our thanks, and our adoration this morning. And I do trust this morning you get past all the mully grubs, all the complaints and murmurs this morning, and get back all through the setbacks that the devil and the stumbling blocks he puts before us, and say, this is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to be glad and rejoice in it this morning. So go to his house, present your body, living sacrifice this morning. Rejoice in the Lord this morning. Go ahead and bring, the Bible said, to enter into his gates with thanksgiving, through his courts with praise, come before his presence with singing this morning. And I hope this morning you'll go to the house of God with the bounce in your step, a song in your heart, and just worship the Lord this morning. Continue to remember these on our prayer list: Miss Bertha Jackson, Debbie Ladder, Jebby Chambers, and Margaret State, and James Anderson, and also Miss Evelyn Lemons this morning, those down in the nursing home, the assisted living. Pray for Doc Griffith, Miss Pauline this morning, Mildred Hawkins, Rachel Corder, Rose Carter, Jimmy and Joyce Bailey, and your prayers, Grace Brown, and Caleb Nance, Rick Groshon, and Wes Thompson, Margie Dyer this morning in prayer. And also continue to remember Edwin Hallman and Lee Wilson, Steve Gillespie, Caleb Hayes this morning, and also Miss Glenda Wells in prayer as she recovers from surgery, Steve Woodward this morning. And also like to remind you about the revival beginning this morning. And it's over at the Old Path Baptist Church. Brother Kyle Price, Brother Bobby Barnes is starting a meeting this morning. It's going through Wednesday night. And so I trust that you'll pray and also do your best to attend this revival. We need it in our county, in our homes, in our hearts this morning. And then also then next week, beginning next Sunday, we begin a revival at the Mountain View Baptist Church. That'll be starting on the 18th. And Brother Leland will be with us in the meeting. And so I trust this morning that you'll come out and be with us in that revival. We certainly need it this morning. And so you pray for us this morning, that God have his way, and pray for these revivals as they take place this morning.